back for the 97th General Assembly this year, and a lot of the same issues we're seeing this year we've seen last year and in years past, and a lot of those revolve around economic development.
Well, that's true, Dean. You know, and that's the way we've got to kickstart our state back to good economic growth. We've got to have the right people out there. We've got to have the businesses. And actually, it ties into one of my bills that I've got that deals with education, too. It's career tech education. And we need the people out there with the proper skills to match with these jobs that we'd like to have. But we've got to invest in education, and we've got to build our economic growth or build our infrastructure and create an economic environment to support our businesses. Hopefully we can get some things done this year. I've got a pretty good, let's say, optimistic outlook for this year on things we can get done.
Those three issues really tie in together very well, and that is everything ties in, obviously, with the economy, but talk about education, there seems to be a renewed interest in transportation this year as well.
That's true. And, you know, transportation, shoot, it's critical. And like I keep telling MoDOT, agriculture is the largest industry we've got in the state, and it doesn't start in St. Louis or Kansas City. We need to also concentrate on some of those farm-to-market roads. They've done a good job with the 800 Bridge program, which they finished up this year, a little bit ahead of schedule. You know, we did have a lot of deficient bridges. Unfortunately, we've still got a lot more out there. Transportation is critical. It's critical to businesses because of transportation needs that those businesses have, as well as agriculture. And then when you look at education, like I said, we need people with proper skills. When I visit with some of the large industries in Missouri, Boeing and others, right now they're saying they can get all the four-year degrees they need. They need people with skills. So these are things we need to look at and focus on for the future growth of the state to make sure that we can provide the people in the right places with the right skills for those jobs.
In terms of agriculture, we saw a terrible drought last year. How much of an impact does that have on farming going into this year, and does this play a role in terms of legislation for this year?
Well, you know, it was a very severe disaster that we had last year with the drought. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see the impacts of that for two or three, maybe even 4 years down the road. A lot of people have cut back on their cattle herds. Livestock production takes a while to rebuild. And unfortunately, we're real dry right now. Going into winter as dry as we are is not a good thing. A lot depends upon what happens here in the next few months. I know it looks like right now we might get some rain coming into the area. Well needed, but you know, it up home, if you go down 2 foot, it's got a little moisture, but beyond that, it's dry. You know, you can fertilize all you want, but the good Lord's got to provide the rain, and without that, we just can't grow good crops. And actually, Missouri's economy is based on agriculture, and it's been a bad year. I will say thank God for crop insurance. Talk to any banker around the state, ag banker, they feel the same way. Thank goodness for crop insurance. It doesn't get you ahead, but at least it helps make the banker happy.
The supermajority we've heard a lot about in both the House and Senate. And leadership has said very openly in both cases that it's not something we want to rest on in terms of, well, it's nice to have these numbers, but we still want to work with one chamber working with the other, majority party, minority party, and the governor, and everybody working together.
And that's kind of why I said earlier, I've got a real optimistic view of things we can get done this year. I feel good about the working relationships. Of course, I try to keep my relationships good in the House as coming over from being a House member. I've got a lot of friends over there yet. Actually, some of the bills that I've filed, I've actively gone over and gotten House members to file a companion bill over there. And that's key to getting things done here in the Missouri legislature, is those rapport that you can build with the other people here. I feel good here in the Senate that we can get things done. And a lot of people maybe don't realize it takes both houses to get things through. And you've got to keep those relationships good and be good at explaining the reasons why you need to pass those bills.